It is important that management and board of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, have said they do not intend to resort to prosecutions as a means of collecting the TV license fee. Rather, GBC will continue to educate the public to voluntarily pay the fee. GBC has gone through difficulties in collecting the fees from TV users since it was revised by Parliament, and collection of the fees resumed in August 2015. In reintroducing the fees, it was increased from 30 pesos to 3 Ghana cedis a month, amounting to 36 Ghana cedis a year. Those with two or more TV sets are to pay 5 Ghana cedis a month or 60 Ghana cedis a year. TV repairers and sales outlets are to pay an annual fee of between 60 Ghana cedis to 240 Ghana cedis. For commercial TV operators, they are to pay 36 Ghana cedis per annum for each TV set. The announcement on the prosecution of defaulters of the payment of TV license has sparked confusion and misunderstanding among the people, just as the announcement by the National Media Commission, NMC, on the resumption of the collection of the fees some 2 years ago. The argument has been on the overall output of GBC by way of content, which Ghanaians have expressed grave concern about. To many Ghanaians, the GBC is not doing enough by way of providing its audience with satisfactory and compelling content. In fact, the law on TV license is about ownership and not content. People are required to pay the TV license fees irrespective of whether they watch GTV or not. The collection of TV license fee over the years was smooth, without much controversy and opposition. This is because at the time, the only station was GBC, so viewers had virtually nothing to compare in respect of content. But now, there are nearly 400 radio and over 100 TV stations scattered around the country. It is wrong for viewers and listeners of TV and radio to consider what they derive from GBC to decide whether to pay or not. A careful study of the situation reveals that most of the people leading the opposition to the payment of the TV license fee are not well informed about the nitty-gritty of the whole issue. For instance, the arguments out there that TV boxes do not need to be licensed are neither here nor there. All over the world, this is the practice to help fund state broadcasting institutions. In the United Kingdom, for instance, the state collects £145 annually from each household with TV set. There are also very effective means of collection, which no one could dodge. Owning TV without a valid license is a criminal offense in most countries in the world. In the UK, this can lead to prosecution, a court appearance, and a fine of up to £1,000. This does not include legal costs, unless one has very convincing evidence that there is no TV set in one's house. In Ghana, an effective means of collecting the fees would help relieve government from the huge subvention released to the state broadcaster annually. It is unfortunate that the understanding of the payment of the TV license fees has not been the best among the people, hence the agitations. It is believed that if there is ample understanding of the need to pay among the people, the enthusiasm and the will to voluntarily pay will be more effective. The onus is now on GBC to intensify education to sensitize the people to voluntarily pay their TV license fees. To the public, GBC is a state asset which all of us must jealously guard and protect. One of the most effective ways to protect GBC is for all citizens to pay the TV license fee.
News commentary was on the need for Ghanaians to voluntarily pay TV license fee. The script was by Nana Sifachum, a media and communications consultant based in the UK, and presented by Lily Defoe.